Thank you very much, distinguished chair. On the rules of procedure, the Russian Federation fully supports the rules of procedure. Now, in this respect, for the record, we would like to say that we are ready to agree with the adoption of the rules of procedure with a clear understanding that these rules of procedure will be applied during this meeting of states parties completely and comprehensively without any objections, without any exemptions, except what you mentioned related to the presentation of credentials by delegations, Rule 2. Now, on Rule 44, paragraphs 4 and 5, we understand that this rule and these paragraphs will be applied fully as specified by the language of these paragraphs. And I will quote. Paragraph 4 provides for the specialized agencies as well as regional intergovernmental organizations may apply to the Secretary General of the Conference for observer agency status, which will be accorded on the decision of the conference. An observer agency shall be entitled to appoint officials to attend meetings of the plenary other than those designated closed meetings and to receive the documents of the conference. The conference may also invite them to submit in writing their views and comments on questions within their competence, which may be circulated as conference documents. Now, on non-governmental organizations, Rule of Procedure 44, paragraph 5 states, and I will quote, representatives of non-governmental organizations who attend meetings of the plenary will be entitled upon request to receive the documents of the conference. Once again, I will say that we are ready to approve the rules of procedure with the understanding that they will be applied in full in the way that it is provided by the relevant provisions of the rules of procedure, in particular, paragraphs 4 and 5 of Rule 44. Now, we cannot talk about any type of established practice, distinguished chairperson. And in order to be completely clear in our approaches to this question, I would like to stress that we do not accept categorically some statements made by a number of delegations that the Russian delegation is violation of the principle of openness and inclusiveness of this forum. That is not the case. It is exactly through extending our support to the rules of procedure as reflected on paper, we fully confirm our commitment to the principles of openness and inclusiveness. We are not talking here about any attempts to limit the participation of observers. What we're talking about here is that observers should participate in full compliance with the rules of procedures that exist for this forum and for all other events under the BWC. Now, as far as the practice that was used before, I would like to say once again that it was broken during the 9th review conference by the representative of the North Atlantic Alliance Organization. And also such practice was in fact abused by another intergovernmental regional organization. And I'm not surprised that those who took the floor, members of those two organizations, are obviously in favor of giving those organizations the opportunity to continue to abuse their role as observers in these fora in order to spread false accusations against the Russian Federation. This is unacceptable. This is not in line with the status of an observer. And observers are participating here only to present the expertise that they have. As spelled out in paragraph 4, they should participate on questions within their competence and nothing else. And not to politicize the work of this forum and undermine its work through spreading false accusations against states parties. So this is why I will say it once again, distinguished chairperson, we are ready to approve the rules of procedure if they will be clearly complied with without any exemptions, except as far as rule 2 is concerned, which means that no established practice is relevant. What is relevant are the rules of procedure, and that paragraphs 4 and 5 should be applied as written in the rules of procedure. In other words, that requests of these organizations should be considered for them to be observers, and a relevant decision should be taken by this meeting of states parties, and that this should be presented as an invitation in order to let the observers present in writing their views and comments on questions within their competence. And this relates to organizations that are covered by paragraph 4. And this also should be a result of a relevant decision, as was done during the meeting of the working group during its third session. Thank you very much, distinguished chair.